it on?
Yeah.
Talk very loud or turn your volume
up. Good evening. Check. Is it on?
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, it's muted.
Why is it muted? Check. No?
You press the button in the back.
I did the same thing Michelle did, and then why? I remember that one time she said, oh, you got it on.
It's on.
Yeah, but it's... Oh, there it is.
Oh, there you go. Good evening. I'd like to welcome everybody to the Searchlight Town Advisory Board meeting on April 28th, 2021 at 6 p.m. Agenda: social distancing will be practiced during this meeting. You will be asked to keep appropriate spacing, 6 feet away from other meeting attendees. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board council may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter, or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530, TDD at 702-385-7486, or relay Nevada toll-free at 1-800-326-6868. Supporting material provided to the board council members for all this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828 and will be available on the county website at www.clarkcountynv.gov. If you do not wish to attend this meeting in person but would like to comment on an item appearing on this agenda or provide general public comment, please submit your comments to Tammy Harris at clarkcountynv.gov before 2 p.m. on April 28, 2021. Please include your name, address, and identify which agenda item you are commenting on and your comment. Comments will be read into the record. No comments over 3 minutes in length will be read. All comments received will be complied into a document and shared as part of the meeting's minutes. At this time, I'd like to call to order, invocation, pledge of allegiance, and roll call. I'd like to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Roll call.
Kyle Myers here.
Nancy Whitney here.
John Leone. Here.
And we have the member absent, Patricia May.
Okay. public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time that they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable, clearly state your name and your address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote. If you do not wish to attend this meeting in person, but would like to comment on an item appearing on this agenda, please submit your comments to Tammy Harris at clarkcountynv.gov before 2 p.m. on April 28, 2021. Please include your name, address, and identify which agenda item you are commenting on and your comment. Comments will be read into the record. No comments over 3 minutes in length will be read. All comments received will be compiled into a document and shared as a part of the meeting's minutes. Approval of the agenda.
Did anybody have any public comments?
I thought we weren't doing that.
Approval of the agenda for April 28, 2021, and hold. Combine or delete any items for possible action.
I'd like to motion we approve of the agenda for April 28th, 2021.
I motion to approve it too.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Passes with 3-0.
Informational items. Planning and zoning, there's none. General business. Discuss the current phase of the Transform Clark County Master Plan and Development Code rewrite process, focusing on the draft, area-specific policies, and consolidated land use categories. Clark County is seeking assistance from Town Advisory Board and Citizen Advisory Councils and community members in different parts of the county to help review and provide input on the portions of the draft materials that pertain to the their planning areas and local communities. This is the opportunity to provide feedback to the county on the process and to ensure the updated master plan reflects what's important to your community.
For discussion
only.
Diane, would you just let us know where you're at in the process?
Diane Kendall, 185 East Price Street. Shame on the county for wasting our time and not having the courtesy to call somebody and say they're not going to be here. And I'm putting that on notice because it's just crazy. They are not going to change our master plan. So there's really not a whole lot for us to discuss. I do know that they're taking manufactured housing out because we have manufactured housing RT and they're just going to make it residential. But I was looking forward for them to come and talk to us because we haven't really gotten any further. I really urge, as I do on every single email, I ask everybody to go to the Transform Clark County, look through it. You can put your notes in there, your questions, your comments. There's been so surveys that they've taken, and we're just sitting and waiting on them at this time. We're not going to get to zoning and changing the things that we want for probably about 2 years is what I've been told. But everybody's welcome to go to those meetings. Everybody's welcome to get on the website. Everybody's welcome to totally pay attention.
Just like to thank you for going to these meetings and doing this for our community. Unfortunately, the county wasn't here to discuss this with us.
I'm sorry that they wasted your time and my time.
Thank you, Diane. Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member on the board council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board council by majority vote.
Any comments out there? Judy?
Judy Butler from Grandpa's Road. As I mentioned to Tammy, I looked through the South County portion of the document that was attached to the email and so on. And the map is totally inadequate and not correct. They show it, they don't name the existing wilderness areas. There's a little line. They don't even name the National Recreation Area. And there is one area that's shown in dark green, just a little ways from Weetham. And it says it is, public something. Oh, here it is. And anyway, it's shown as public facilities. That is, in fact, the area that is set aside to protect the desert bighorn. So I don't think you're going to find any office buildings out there or recreation areas or anything. That about that document is the only statement I have. The other thing is they're not going to change the master plan or the zoning, or they aren't for 2 years. My comment would be what I've been saying since the beginning of time here. For the commission not to allow random variances to existing codes, things like height, setback, noise restrictions, on and on, because with the wind project, I think the existing plan says maximum height of 35 feet, and the commission waved their wand and said, oh, 430 feet's fine. I forget what the amount of setback was, but the noise restriction, that is huge. I've learned a lot in the last 10 years. And if it comes to any project, really, with noise, there are two measurements. The ones that they like to report is the average decibels. And that means you can have a bomb go off once a day, the rest of the day was quiet, they'd average that. So there needs to be an audio engineer do a report when it does come to something like that, that shows the peaks, because the peaks will exceed the allowable decibels. And just again, I would like to see them incorporate some of the trails, that study that was done, 12 years ago? And to coordinate somewhat with the Bureau of Land Management, because a lot of those trails are on BLM land. And so the BLM doesn't decide that's the place they want to put a solar project or something. Thank you.
Thank you, Judy. If you would like to provide a written general public comment on an item not appearing on this agenda, but within the general jurisdiction of this body, please submit your comments to Tammy Harris at clarkcounty.gov, nv.gov, before 2 p.m., April 28, 2021. Please include your name, address, and your comment. Comments will be read into the record. No comments over 3 minutes in length will be read. All comments received will be compiled into a document and shared as a part of the meeting's minutes. The next meeting is on May 12th, 2021.
Do you have anything else?
No.
Tammy, do you have anything else?
No.
Okay, at this time I'd like to adjourn the meeting. Meeting adjourned. A motion to adjourn the meeting.
A motion to adjourn.
I second.
Okay, meeting adjourned.
All
those
in favor?
Oh.
Pass to you.
Well, it doesn't say that. What? All those in favor?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now it's adjourned.
How do you turn this off? You never heard.